This is Traced Over Again and Again, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Entangled Now and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Everyone Lives, Nobody Dies, Established Relationship, Writing on the Body, Possessive Steve Harrington, Idiots in Love, Sub Eddie Munson. They both fell. They're lying on the ground enjoying the view, mostly of each other. Author's notes. A soft one for day 5 of Sub Eddie Week for the prompt Possessive Steve. The trailer's quiet. The tape that had been playing must have reached the end and clicked off at some point. Eddie always falls asleep after. But this thing with him and Steve is new enough that he thinks he should be forgiven for that. He has no defense against the way Steve touches him, though it all feels so easy for him, when Eddie always feels wrung out and rubbed raw after, like everything is too much. His only defense against it is to check out entirely, to let his body rewind like an overstretched tape, so he can be played again. But sometimes the necessity of it is frustrating, because normally Eddie is the night owl, the one of them that's still writing and composing and talking long into the night, before crashing out for a few hours near dawn, tangling the sheets on his bed into a strangled twist around his restless legs. He doesn't understand how easy it is to sleep when Steve's there, or why it feels like the space was always waiting for him. Steve rarely falls asleep with him after, though more often than not, he'll stay with him anyway, dragging fingers through Eddie's hair, or rubbing the stretch out of his thigh, fixing whatever mess they'd made in a burst of hormones. In the quiet hours of the night, Steve will curl around Eddie's back, his damp, sweaty chest hair pressed to the skin, one of his big hands spread on his stomach, or thigh, or cupped around his dick. Steve likes to hold him while he sleeps, and there's no one around to care or to judge if Eddie likes it too. It's easier to accept things after. The quiet words that Steve leaves pressed to his skin, the touches that hold him together and break him apart at the same time, the reassurance that Steve didn't go anywhere, that he wouldn't, that he won't. Sometimes Eddie will wake to breakfast if it's light enough in the morning. He'll pull faces and crack jokes and lean onto the counter chewing the crispiest bacon he's ever tasted and pretend that he would be the same person if Steve wasn't there. If Eddie hadn't been brave a second time and told him everything. Steve's not in the bed beside him now. Instead, there's a solid weight across the back of his thighs, perched far enough back not to crush his balls, but close enough that he can't move his legs. The warm, bare spread of Steve's thighs is enough of a fantasy to have Eddie fully awake, even if he can't currently see them. Something faintly damp is moving on the skin of his lower back, smoothing slowly over the rise of his spine in long, faintly ticklish drags.
"What you doing, Stevie?"
Eddie mumbles into the pillow. There's a bright roll of laughter at the realization he's awake. That strange, wet pressure lifts briefly before touching down in a different place. The next movement is a slow curve, cooler than the warmth of his skin, spiraling into itself. And he realizes that Steve is writing on him, that he's writing his name on his back. A splash of Steve Harrington across the base of his spine.
"Are you writing your name on me?"
Steve makes a noncommittal noise, then seems to decide he should say something. "It's not a permanent marker, just a normal felt tip," he offers. "It'll wash right out." Eddie's not sure it matters. Steve's voice is soft, as if Eddie might somehow take offense that Steve had marked him, left his own name on his skin like Eddie belongs to him. But instead, there's an achy sort of sweetness at the idea. The way that, days from now, the slow pass of a hand could lift his shirt up to reveal the well-practiced shapes that make up Steve's name. As if everyone doesn't already know. Maybe that's why he says something stupid.
You want everyone to see you gotta stake your claim on the resident freak.
The thought is messy. Some sharp, complicated sort of satisfaction under the harshness of it. But the hand Steve is using to hold him steady digs into his hip, and Eddie knows he's brought the idea to life in a way he didn't mean, hung it out for Steve like a threat. The pen pauses halfway through what he thinks is the letter G. No. The word sounds painfully honest.
I don't want that. I don't know if I want anyone else to see it. I just want to know it's there.
Steve finishes his name and then leans in, the steady flare of his breath prickling the skin of Eddie's back, though the sweat had long dried. I want you to know that you're... He hums instead of finishing, the pen meeting the skin of his back again, much higher this time. A wet press and stroke of ink, where he still feels warm and a little tender. It takes a second for Eddie to work out what Steve's doing, for him to remember the way he'd sunk down into him at the end, dick all the way deep in his body and spilling there as he set his teeth into Eddie's shoulder. A bright burst of pain that had stilled him even as he shook and squeezed down around the fingers threaded through his own. Steve is drawing over the shape of the bite he'd left, outlining the impressions of his teeth, the curves and dashes and spots of warm color. In black, judging by the cap left on the bed. Eddie's toes curl at the thought. The determination to make every mark permanent. To hoard the moments Eddie had felt him, the touches no one else had ever given him.
Steve, I want you to remember this, Steve says quietly. I want you to know it was me.
There's an ache in the words, as if he wants to show Eddie that this was real, this thing between them, that it's happening, for all that it has to be a quiet, hidden thing. That even though he can't buy him flowers or jewelry or walk the streets of Hawkins with a hand in his back pocket, that he's still Steve's. If he wants to be.
I know, he tells him. Of course I know. You think anyone else would measure up to you?
The pen shifts again, the bite finished as best as he can. Steve lets it touch skin again at Eddie's waist, moving softly round the bloom of an ache there, the shape of what must be a bruise. The way he so carefully documents it, bare thighs squeezing as he leans down. Eddie feels so warm and so full, as if Steve is showing him all the pieces he'd touched, making them mean something.
You think I could belong to anyone else?
He feels Steve curl into him, skin warm against his back, the press of his mouth hot against his cheek.
Say it again.
The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a Summer Podfic Swap 2024 treat for Steady Stories. Who asked for? steady. And here they are. And I have an absolute and utter weakness for writing on the body and bite marks and bruises as a sign that you were there and your relationship is sort of hidden under your shirt. And so does Eddie and so does Steve in this. Thank you, Entangled Now, for having blanket permission to podfic, because this was joy. Yeah, I hope it made you smile, Steady Stories, and everyone else who listened as well. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.